This idea of completing the park is not new. Executive Director of Headwaters Montana, Dave Haddon, says it's an effort about as old as the park itself.
It's 100 years old, and George Kootenay Brown suggested this way back when Waterton and Glacier were first created.
Headwaters Montana is a local conservation group working in the crown of the continent on both sides of the border.
That works to protect water and wildlife and our traditional outdoor recreational opportunities, quiet recreation.
This means Headwaters has been involved in the North Fork Flathead River Valley through discussions of coal and mineral development in the area. The Complete the Park proposal would pretty much double the size of Waterton Lakes National Park in Alberta by bringing the boundary west into British Columbia to the west shore of the North Fork Flathead River. Haddon says that means an addition of about 110,000 acres to Waterton Lakes.
This is a Canadian proposal. It's a Canadian decision, but Americans have, Montanans have an interest in this because it does affect Glacier National Park. It will benefit Glacier National Park. It will benefit the wildlife of Glacier National Park. It will protect our water that flows across the boundary. So there's some real tangible benefits to Americans, which is why we are engaged.
Currently, this land is provincial land, which, like state land in Montana, means it's managed for wildlife, water, recreation, timber harvest, and mineral extraction. For it to become a park, the Canadian government would need to buy it from the British Columbia provincial government and incorporate it into the national park system. The British Columbia government passed legislation prohibiting mineral development in the coal and mineral-rich Canadian Flathead in 2011. This is something Headwaters and others, including local businesses, recreation interests, and the state's past and current congressional delegation, has supported for downstream water quality concerns. However, Haddon says despite this protection, it's still in the state's interest to see the park north of the border expand.
But there are no wildlife refuges and sanctuaries in southeastern BC, so it's about creating a sanctuary for wildlife that complements Waterton Lakes National Park, complements Glacier National Park. They also think that it's a benefit to the people downstream. So it's not so much about, for the Canadians, it's not so much about water quality as it is about a sanctuary for wildlife.
Haddon says this will expand and better connect a corridor for wildlife between the two parks across the borders in what he describes as a robust ecosystem.
And it's a very, very rare place now in the world where the animals that have been there for millennia still exist. So it's a very special area, and I think people in Montana, particularly people in western Montana who are familiar with the North Fork Flathead, you know, recognize that implicitly. It's a beautiful place. It's a very rich place. And conservation should be the number one priority for those landscapes that are so rare.
Headwaters has partnered with the North Fork Preservation Association on issues like stopping coal development in the area. The association is hosting a Canadian conservationist who will present on the idea of completing the park during a July 26th meeting at Saunderson Hall up the North Fork Road. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.